Is there anyone here this morning that would like to lead us in prayer? I will. Please stand. I will. Please stand. Dear Lord, thank you for the many blessings that you give us. Please be with the judge and his family. Perform some quick healing. Keep them well. Be with his family during these trying times. We ask that you would keep your hands on our first responders, our deputies, our guys overseas, making sure that we can do what we do. We thank you for that. We ask that you would bless this court this morning. The things that we do be pleasing in your sight. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's do the pledges, please, United States. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Now the Texas flag, honor the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the Texas,
one state, under God, one and indivisible. Everyone is present this morning with the exception of our judge. Do we have a motion to approve our Commissioner's Court agenda?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Do we have any citizens here this morning that would like to address the court on items that are on the agenda? State your name and your purpose, and you have 3 minutes.
My name is Lori Breitmeyer-Jones, and I reside in Commissioner Precinct 3. I have a comment on something that is on the consent agenda for Commissioner Precinct 3, but it's F 2A. Okay, so of the $5.9 million of taxpayer money that was spent on major projects in Commissioner Precinct 3 in 2020, I believe about $200,000 was spent on the parking lot at the library and the community center. The library's partially closed, or partially open, I guess it's the best way to look at it, and the community center is closed, and that parking lot is sitting empty, and there's big flashing lights that say, you know, no parking here except for the library and the community center, and I know the township has had some events there, and they're still insisting that they not let them park there, even though the township's trying to promote economic development. What I'm trying to say is some of the road projects were good, and some seem sort of superfluous and over the top. And even if there doesn't seem like there's a reason, sometimes there is a reason, and that's how we get to Commissioner Nowak's request to consider and accept the resolution in order enacting reasonable regulations at the South County Community Center and South County Regional Library facilities. I would ask that you pull that off the consent agenda and have it read out loud and make sure that it's not opening up the county for a lawsuit about suppressing free speech, which political speech is, around the upcoming election. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak this morning? I don't believe we have anybody else. Move along to the proclamations and resolutions. A is Presentation Employee of the Month, September 2020.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Okay, we have September Employee of the Month today. They'll be getting a $30 Benihana gift certificate and a plaque. So if I could have Jerry Williams come up here.
I'm delighted to present the Employee of the Month to Kathy Hartley, and if Kathy would join me. Kathy is a lady of persistence, and certainly detail-oriented. Kathy worked at our central library in a part-time position until we were able to persuade her to take a full-time supervisory position at one of our smaller locations, the Metter Library. And throughout her time at Montgomery County, she has been very detail-oriented in examining our circulation system, looking at it from a variety of viewpoints. And it was through her persistence that we found a couple of loopholes in the software that were not very kind to some of our transactions. And even though Kathy has transferred to another position, she has continued to pursue making sure that the customer service we provide is of the highest quality and that we answer all of those requirements and desires that we can through our system. And so she's made sure that our services are top-notch, and we want to tell her that she is also top-notch. So her coordinator for circulation and I suggested this, and we're delighted to congratulate her as the Employee of the Month for September.
Congratulations, Kathy. Thank you.
Okay, and then she's going to take our picture. No mask, I guess, for the moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. Item B, presentation of National 4-H Proclamation. Michelle? Oh, bringing goodies. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nice.
So, good morning. I'm Michelle Mahalik. I'm the County Extension Agent for the 4-H program in Montgomery County. And you will notice that your baskets are a little different than normal. We can't do homemade stuff and give to you this year. So, we decided to make it special. So, everything, including the basket, is a Texas product. And you have a hand-painted Texas flag with the clover, and the kids, our county council officers, worked really hard on that a couple of Saturdays ago, and so you have at least one special thing, handmade thing, in there.
Great,
with
thank
that, I'm going to turn it over to our county council chairman, Danae Lesner. She's also our district council first vice chair, which makes her a member of the state 4-H Council. So we have a representative from Montgomery County at State 4-H Council, and I'll turn it over to her for the proclamation.
Whereas the Montgomery County Commissioner's Court is proud to honor the 4-H Youth Development Program of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service for 113 years of providing experience-based education to youngsters throughout the Lone Star State, and whereas the admirable program, which seeks to provide a learning experience for the whole child, including head, heart, hands, and health, helps young Texans acquire knowledge, develop life skills, and inform attitudes to enable them to become self-directed, productive, and contributing members of our society. And whereas it's more than 550,000 suburban, urban, and rural youth participants ranging in age from 8 to 19, hail from diverse ethnic and socioeconomic backgrounds and truly represent a cross-section of the state. And whereas the program undoubtedly could not have achieved the success that it has today, where its service is more than 22,000 volunteers have given generously their time, talents, energies, and resources to the youth of Texas. And whereas throughout its proud history, the 4-H program has developed positive role models for countless Texans, and through its innovative and inspiring programs, continues to build character to instill the values that have made our state strong and great. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Montgomery County Commissioners Court hereby designated October 4th through 10th, 2020, as National 4-H Week in Texas, and commend the 4-H Youth Development Program of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service and the many men and women who have made it the program a success.
Do I have a motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you, Danae. And y'all are accustomed to Justin Sines as our Urban Youth Development Agent, and he and I usually give you a big, long list of all the things we've done this year. We thought this year you might like a snapshot of one 4-H'er and what they've accomplished and what they've been able to do, even with the excitement that we've had this year. So this year we have our County Council Secretary, Karis Downs, to share that information with you.
Hi, my name is Karis Downs. I am 10 years old, and I am a secretary for Champion 4-H, as well as being secretary of the Montgomery County Council. I would like to tell you a little bit about the community service projects I do and I am involved in. I really enjoy helping others and helping the community. Last year, for my community service project, I did Project Linus Blankets. I made 25 blankets, which took me 38 hours, and I had 14 people donate 54 blankets to me. I was able to donate 79 blankets in total. My goal is to be able to donate 500 blankets to Project Linus by the time I graduate. I want to wrap as many children as in love as that I can. I have learned that I love serving our senior community. Because of this, several of my projects were for Straight Place Assisted Living. One of those projects that I did was a piggy parade at Straight Place in the middle of COVID-19. I show pigs, and of course, all of the major shows in Montgomery County Fair were canceled, so that left me with 6 pigs to sell. I brought 2 pigs to the Assisted Living Center and walked them around each resident's windows. The residents had a sheet of paper on the inside, and they guessed each pig's weight. I walked by 39 residents' windows just so they could see the pigs and have a great day. The residents were confined to their rooms because of COVID-19. Before COVID-19 started, I put on a bingo at Straight Place. I collected and assembled 7 gift baskets filled with goodies, 10 bags of prizes, and 3 individual gifts. I called 20 games of bingo for 16 residents, making them smile. I also made thanking of you cards for Straight Place residents. I handmade 40 cards and one poster board for the residents. I made these cards so that they would know that people still love them, even though they cannot have visitors. Making these cards took me 9 hours, but it was all worth the time it took. Another project. I was also able to take breakfast to the and handmade blankets to 10 children and staff living in the Child Protective Services office during COVID-19. I wanted these kids to know that someone does care about them. Another project was a Special Angels Rodeo. I volunteered to be a buddy at the Special Angels Rodeo. I had so much fun taking my buddy to do all of the activities. A few of the group community service the Montgomery County Council did was making hygiene bags for the homeless and collecting food and supplies for the animal shelter. I was able to do 60 hours of community service this year. I plan on doing much more this year. I love doing community service. Thank you for your time and supporting the youth of Montgomery County. Have a great day.
Outstanding.
Do you ever sleep? I guess you just don't sleep, do you?
Great job.
Well, that's an amazing story. Thank you for what you do.
No, that'd be great, but I want to tell her one thing. You should be so proud of yourself. You have
Absolutely.
Such an amazing presence to be able to come in here and speak as calmly, and it was just amazing. You are an amazing young lady, and I look forward to, hopefully you'll bring her back every year so we can watch her grow.
Absolutely.
We're proud of you. Come on up.
Very good job.
That was really, really good.
What are we going to do?
Thank you very much. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Oh. Young ladies, great job.
Good job.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Item C, presentation of William Harley Gandy Distinguished Service Award. Do we have some? Pardon? I move.
Second.
Have a second?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. County Clerk, we've got, we could move on A, B, C, D, and E all in one motion.
Move.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Is there any changes to the consent agenda?
Yes, I have. I'd like to move to open 10A1 on page 3. 10A1 on page 3. I'd like to move 10C1 on page 3. That's 10C1 on. I'm sorry. We don't need to move 10C1. I'm good with 10. Let me make sure, 10C1. I'm good with 10C1. 10C4C on page 4. 10C4C on page 4. And then M4A on page 8. And then I was incorrect. I do want 10C1 on page 3 move forward. So, again, it's 10.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 10A1 on page 3. I had two on the sheriff's. 10A1 on page 3, 10C1 on page 3, M4A on page 8, and then 10C4C on page 4.
What was on page 8 again? I'm sorry.
M4A. That's the contract for the
for the
special okay. Public service contracts. 10C1, just 10C1 page 3, just A, the one you and I talked about yesterday.
Is that all the changes we have? Do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda with those changes?
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay, 10A1. Commissioner?
Yes, sir. That's the fund balance, the fund balance policy. And I was talking with Rakesh, and I really appreciate him going through this and bringing this forward. The one thing I asked him is if he could add a sentence in there at the very end where it reads, if the actual fund balance drops below 10%, it shall be budgeted for recovery the following year. I just asked if he could immediately inform the court and recommend a corrective action when that occurs. That way we all are made aware at the same time.
Sure, I can do that. We can do that.
So I'd like to
set a motion.
Make that motion and change.
So we'll amend the fund balance policy and add the language to the policy. And
if
make it,
if it should go below 10%, is that correct?
Yeah. Okay. If it goes below 10%, then I'll notify the court. We'll
just
take action.
Notification and correction in the following budget year.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That okay?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay.
It is.
Got a motion
we'll make that change.
And a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. 10C1
is the change order 2 for PGAL for architectural services, really regarding a replat. The county attorney's office is working with the city of Houston to, you want to speak on it, to make this step not necessary, so we may be able to not.
Yes, under the local government code, a replat may not be necessary if the city of Houston grants a certificate that says a replat or a platting. It's actually not a replat, it's a platting of an unplatted portion of the substation property. The city of Houston, because it's in their ETJ, has control over that with regard to the mud services, the water and sewer services going to that track. So we are requesting a certificate from the city of Houston that says either that it has to be platted or it doesn't have to be platted. If the certificate says it doesn't have to be platted, then we don't have to plat that property, and that's what this charge is for.
So I'd just like to defer that for now. Do we need to move on a deferral, or?
You've moved it from the consent, so it's not part of the consent agenda, so no, you take no action on it, so that's the same as deferring it.
Item is deferred. Where are we?
I had M4A on page 8.
Yeah. Yeah, consider and approve the following public service contracts.
I just have a conflict. I need to abstain, so I need y'all to vote on that without me.
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Okay, let's see, four. Page 4, 10, let's see.
4C.
Yeah, whatever. Construction of forensic facility.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I looked in the backup. I tried to find some information on exactly what we were advertising for. So I was hoping to get some more information here and really try to get us to defer that at least until the judge is back so he can participate in this conversation as well.
I think we've got plenty of information for everybody with Gilbert. If you would come up and tell us where we're at, Gilbert, where we've been striving to get to this point. We've had meeting after meeting. We've talked about the forensic center here in this courtroom, trying to get to this point, and we are finally there. We got construction plans. We're ready to go. So that's why this agenda item's here.
Exactly. Now, the completed drawings and specifications we should have in the next 2 weeks. And then the plan was to put this out as a competitive seal proposal and divided up into two sections where we had a section A identified and a section B and then a total. So the court would then have an option to award this in phases or as a total.
Well, we're going to have to because we don't have the money to do it all.
Right, right. And that's why we're going to put it together that way.
Yeah.
We've talked with the architect about that. They're understanding that. And so
what's the first phase?
Well, that's what we're developing right now. What's all going to be in the first stage in this a shelled facility, layman's term?
But I think what we need to realize and what we need to think about and consider is it's putting it out in phases like we're talking about doing, but the pricing that we're hoping to get, I don't think we need to wait and delay this process and miss out on something that we may miss out on.
Right. Everybody agrees that right now the market's pretty good for us. That was proven with the proposal we did a few weeks ago for the District 4 substation. So that was the goal. The goal's always been to put it out in September, and we're on that goal.
You comfortable
I agree.
With you,
we've been kicking the can down the road for years on this. It's a vital tool for law enforcement. We need to get started.
I think Gilbert's good with it, and we've got Tim here. If he's got any questions for Tim, Tim's been involved in all the meetings with us. Amanda's been there with us.
Well, what are the options? I mean, I guess my issue is I have no information about it. I mean, I've talked to the architect once, and the information I received from him was that, you know, there's a lot of options that we could consider. I mean, nobody in the public has seen what this forensic center is going to look like. We have no idea, or at least publicly, what is the cost. When this started, it was $6 to $8 million. Now, last I heard, up to $18.9 million. And some of the things that we're building in this, is it really necessary for today? I mean, I looked at the plans of that. I mean, some of the this is going to be one of the most impressive forensic centers ever built. That's for sure.
That's not true. That's not.
Right. We have. What I was told is that I'm all for us building something that is going to help us look forward to the future, and maybe by building it in phases, we will be able to accomplish this. But I sure don't think today we need to build this facility in total for projecting of what we might need 20 years from now, especially knowing that, you know, there's going to be so many changes in medical advancements and what is used today in an autopsy and what you need to do that is going to be drastically different 10, 15, 20 years from now. So I think that, you know, we may not need to look that far ahead. And
I think it's one time we need to look that far. We've never looked far enough ahead. and I think this is the time to do it, and this is the building that we're doing it with, and we've always said we want to build something that will get us through into the future, and that's what we've looked at. I know it started out different, but when you have a committee of that many people that are with knowledge of what they need and how we need to go about doing it, this is what we come up with.
Do you have some pictures you can show of the inside of this building so we can see it and what the rooms are and what they're going to be used for and how much this is going to cost?
How many times have we had pictures of buildings that we built? How many times did we look at District 4 substation for $9 million we built?
How much is this going to be? And each commissioner, I mean,
we don't know for sure.
This is a countywide project. I mean, we've looked at the substations for the Sheriff's Department kind of underneath each commissioner. We worked with them really closely on putting that together, and I appreciate all your work. I'm not upset. I just want to know what it is that we're building, what the cost is going to be, because $18.9 million is a lot of money right now.
Well, and we don't think it's going to be that. We don't know for sure. We think it's lower than that.
But we
couldn't give you a price right now. That's why we're trying to go out for a bid, see what is going to come in at.
That's
what we're looking for.
What's the architect's estimate for construction?
Right now, the latest as of July 21st is 18.1. It was 18.9, like you said earlier, and there were some value engineering items that were considered, and it brought it. And this, again, this is the estimate from the architect, 18.1.
And I think it would be beneficial to have the county judge here for his input. I mean, this is a countywide project. I don't know that 2 weeks is going to hurt anything. And I know that the county judge would appreciate us deferring this and waiting for him to vote on it.
Well, I think he would also appreciate us taking care of business. And we've had this committee set up for, what, a year?
At least.
A little over a year.
And a tremendous amount of work's going into it. And I know it's going to be some moving pieces to it. And that's the way it works. That's okay. And I feel like they've done what they were supposed to do, and I think it's time to move.
I move on 4C.
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
One opposed.
Motion passes. Thank you, Gilbert.
Thank you, Gilbert.
Okay, was that all? That's the end of consent. Moving into the live portion of the agenda, emergency management.
Good morning, commissioners. Good
morning.
With the 11A, a few weeks ago, we brought the CARES Act committee brought the Athena temporal scanners to the court for approval. You approved that item. I mentioned at that time there was going to be some associated costs with installation and IT. We finally got that information back. The Sheriff's Department, the building maintenance, and IT department's been walking with the vendor to locate where these would be put up in the courthouse facilities. Because of the extensive power needs and data needs in the courthouse and dealing with asbestos at the same time, we have a vendor that's going to put this together for us. The total cost for IT installation, asbestos abatement, and the various things is going to be just shy of $700,000. This is out of CARES Act funds, and we just need a motion to approve IT to run the project to get this installed, and not to exceed $700,000 out of CARES Act.
And did you mention that this is coming from the courts, that we have to do this?
Yes, this is the Supreme Court of Texas has put a mandate on that anyone entering the courthouses have to have a temperature check. So this would allow us to do it safely without putting our Sheriff's Department doing the temperature checks face-to-face with patrons as they come into the courthouse on a daily basis. So
you're not just trying to big brother for fun?
Absolutely not. Yeah.
I move.
Second.
We have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And the very last thing is the IT department has been utilizing the funds that you've authorized for remote technology for all of the departments across the county. They're working on Zoom rooms for the courthouse right now, and they've added the JP offices. We believe they're going to get really close to their to really close or exceed the authorized amount so far. So I'm asking if the court will authorize an additional $300,000 for ID to continue those projects.
A move, and this is for part of that will be Precinct 3 JP?
Precinct 3 JP is getting some. All of them, the sheriff's office has had a few installed. The judge's office, the courtroom became a Zoom room. They're all throughout the county, as much as we can possibly get them
Where's
done.
Where's the one going to be in the courthouse?
This courtroom has already had this.
Be here?
Yes, sir, it's already here. It's these additional cameras that are installed.
Okay.
We've utilized it at least twice already since it was installed, but they're continuing that project across all the departments.
So. Okay. How soon are you going to be out in West County?
Well, I believe, and don't quote me on this, I believe IT was out there last week or the week before looking at some of the facilities that would requested the Zoom rooms to be put in.
Okay.
So. The vendor is working fast, but everyone's throwing work at him as fast as possible, so they're doing as much as they can.
We have a motion.
Yeah, I moved.
I second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's all we have.
Thank you, Jason. Community development. Morning, Joanne.
Good morning, gentlemen. At A, please consider an approved comp time payout for two of my employees. The payout is for 109 hours each, and the funding does exist within my department through my HUD allocation to cover this.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion passes.
At B, please consider and approve the CDBG agreement between Montgomery County and Family Promise to acquire the facility that we're going to repurpose into a static site shelter.
Second.
Commissioner Madder, that's what you've been working on, right?
Huh?
This is something you've been working on? Family Promise, that's a group you've talked with us about?
Yeah, and Marilyn's here. And
yeah.
Thank you, Marilyn. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank y'all for what you do.
And
what you're doing.
Mike has told me so much about what y'all do. It's impressive. It's so desperately needed, and thank you. And Mike, thanks for bringing it to our attention.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a good, something good for the community, good for the people, and I appreciate it. Thank you, Julian. Is that a separate motion? Yes. A motion and a second?
I move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you.
We're excited to get this one going. And thank you also to Commissioner Riley. He was also supportive of this project. Please consider and approve the ESGCV Round 2 agreement between Montgomery County and Family Promise. This pays for the remodel of the project.
Second.
All
and
in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you. And please consider and approve the land use restriction agreement between Montgomery County and Family Promise. It's a 20-year restriction that commits them to operate the shelter for at least 20 years.
Move. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you, Julian.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you,
Marilyn.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all for coming this morning.
Absolutely.
Elections. Good morning.
Morning, Susie.
You ready, Susie?
Yeah. We're getting there. Every time we think we are, they add something else. I'm asking y'all to consider and approve the order changing polling locations for county election precincts 4, 43, 45, 75, 88, and 100.
Move. On 75, do they want to, is this just going to be a temporary move this time? Do they want to come back to their center, or do you know that yet?
We don't know that.
Is 43 Panorama?
Yes, that it's just right across the street to the fire station. The other building just didn't have enough space.
Okay.
They're asking for that to be permanent.
If Windsor Hills doesn't want theirs back, is Lone Star College?
I think they're willing to work
there?
With us.
Okay.
I do believe so.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. Otherwise,
we
got
a big question.
I know.
Yes.
I move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you,
Susie. Susie, are we seeing an uptick in, you and I spoke a week or so ago, and you said you're just starting to see what may be an increase in applications to ballot by mail, vote by mail?
Yes.
Are those increase indeed, or?
We've already exceeded the total projections for this election by 30%, maybe. Maybe not quite that much, but we're, quite a ways away from the deadline to receive those applications. So, yeah, we've seen a big increase. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do you think you have everything you need for kick this off and finish up?
We'll get it done, yeah.
Thank
yes,
you.
Sir.
I always do.
Yes, sir.
Always do.
Thank you, Susan. Purchasing.
Good morning again. Our item is to take all appropriate action to approve the award of the FM 1097 West Utility Relocation for Precinct 1 to Aranda Industries. It's
$96,752.
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Governor. Precinct 3.
Defer that.
Defer.
We were working with the library, and we had received a lot of calls about people wanting to get into the South County Library and visit you, and I think you and Evan spoke and got us all the information. Thank you.
I'm happy to discuss and have some handouts if you all want.
Oh, I'm good. I mean, I appreciate it. I'm glad that y'all are taking people and taking care of them. Thank you.
Okay, let's recess. Montgomery County Commissioners Court convened public hearings. BD, are you going to handle it?
I should be able to
handle that meeting.
Thank you.
Under item 16A1, consider the partial revision of lots 1, 2, and 3, Block 1, Lakewood Estate Section 1, to be known as Lakewood Estate Section 1, replat number 1. This is the purpose of the proposed replat is to combine these lots into one restricted commercial reserve. We've mailed notice to the POA. We have not received any response from them. The plat's not ready and will be submitted for approval at a later time. This is just a public hearing. So is anyone here to speak on the proposed replat in Lakewood Estate Section 1?
Don't see anybody, BD.
Precinct 4.
Would you like for me to take that, Commissioner? Sure. Under item 16B1, consider and approve posting 20-mile-per-hour speed limit on Rolling Hills Road at and Amber Park Drive from Twin Pines Drive to Hoda Drive. Is anyone here to speak on that? I believe we can reconvene.
We'll reconvene court. Is there any action to be taken?
There would be action taken on 16B1.
We'll adjourn the public hearing and then reconvene court. Is there any action?
Excuse me?
Is there any action to be taken?
You need to take action on 16B1.
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay. We will recess the court for executive session. Court will recess for executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551-072.
Yeah, this is what I voted no on, or I had to abstain.
Read it, BD.
Will you go through?
Yes, I will.
Right where I abstained, you'll do that? Thank you.
Bring the court back to order, please. BD, I think we had a little action from executive session.
Yes. If one of the court members would like to make a motion to approve the purchase and sale agreement between Montgomery County as buyer and John D. Ekstrom and Allison Ekstrom as seller for 300 Hillbig and 400 Hillbig for the amount of $1 million with the earnest money and other funds to be paid from the sheriff CIP.
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
And authorize Judge Schmetter as County Judge Pro Tem to execute the agreement.
Okay, I still move.
Amend your motion.
I still second.
Yes.
We're good.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you, BD.
Thank you.
Thank you, BD.
Do we have any citizens here that would like to speak about items that are not on the agenda today? I don't believe we do. We have a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Second.
We all.
Court is adjourned.
We all agree on that.